We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, thank you, T.O. When the Tigers announced that they'd signed Derek Holland to a minor league contract, I said, God, I hope this guy makes the team. You sit there and say, why? Well, because he does a great Harry Carey impersonation. His nickname is the Dutch Oven, and he has a great sense of humor, and we need personality in this town. And lo and behold, he makes the team, and now he gives away championship wrestling belts to his teammates. Very pleased to have Derek Holland with us. How you doing?
I'm doing good. That was quite the intro right there. I appreciate that.
Well, yeah. And before we get into baseball, I remember vaguely, and I had to look it up to make sure, that even though you grew up in Ohio, you are a huge, huge University of Michigan football team. And my co-host here, member of the 1997 national champion team, John Jansen, you probably have like John Jansen paraphernalia and jerseys. You probably, as a kid, you were loving John Jansen, Derek, right?
You might be too young to even remember.
No, I'm 34, man. I remember all that stuff. Come on now. But I definitely am a huge fan. To even add to the fire, when I was down in college down in Alabama, I tried to come back home, and there was a possibility that I was going to try to reach out to Michigan, but I wanted to be closer to my home, so I decided I was going to reach out to Ohio State. Well, unfortunately, Bob Todd was not interested in recruiting junior college players, so it just gave me another reason to continue to hate that school down south, or as I like to say, my home, Ohio State.
Yeah.
The Ohio State.
Right, yeah. And every time you say the, and you don't have to officially now, but you do, you're supposed to say TM because they tried to trademark that, which I thought was comical, as if you needed another reason. And, you know, when I'm curious, too, and again, before we get to baseball, how does a kid in Ohio become a Michigan fan?
So it all started because of my brother. My brother is 6 years older than me. He was a big Michigan fan growing up. When I was at the age, you know, I followed him. I did everything he was doing. And, you know, I just kind of followed along with that. And then as I got older and he got older, he ended up going to Ohio State. But I understood the rivalry. I understood what I was really getting into. And I just couldn't leave. I felt the love. And I continued to stay there and always be a fan. I mean, I was a huge fan of Mike Hart, John Navarro. There's quite a few guys. Like, I've always loved running backs. Those guys just run through and destroy people. So it was cool to see that Hart's back with Michigan now and helping them. And I look forward to what's going to happen this year with the team.
Now, I remember a few years ago, you and he was your teammate at the time, Prince Fielder, had like Michigan helmets at Comerica Park, and you got to see Harbaugh, right?
Yeah, that was. I do remember that very well. I came out here, brought back some helmets. Prince wanted one, got him one of those. We were doing passing routes out there. I was trying to show off, you know, my QB skills in case if, you know, Harbaugh needed somebody like myself to come back. You know, I still have eligibility to be able to play quarterback if he needs it.
Well, he definitely can't find a quarterback. That's for damn sure.
Well, I think we'll be all right this year. We got two guys that are there, the guy that they just brought in. Yeah. I can't think of his name off the top of my head now, but
J.J. McCarthy.
He'll be there to help out. Yeah, that's a good one. I think the other guy's name was McNamara.
Yep.
I think he's good. Just got to keep him on the field. That's the big thing.
So here's the question then, because you've obviously, it seems like you're quick-witted. You're obviously smart enough to know that Michigan is the better of the two in the long run. But right now, Michigan doesn't have, like, they're coming off a tough season, and the secondary was not stellar. If you've brought back the championship belts to the clubhouse, what would you do to inspire Michigan's secondary? We've seen the turnover chain. We've seen these different things. What would be your suggestion for Michigan's secondary to be able to celebrate interceptions or even big hits coming out of the secondary?
I mean, to me, I think it's got to be the belt. Our belt that we have for the player of the game, I don't think it's been shown yet, but it's the BMF belt. I'm sure you guys can figure out what that stands out stands for. But I think that would be the thing that those guys would do. And I mean, we can't hold too much on them right now. I think we're going to see some big improvements from them with the defense. You know, the big thing was they were young. As you said too, they're definitely getting shown up, you know, big time with the backfield. I mean, they had to do was just burn them. It was just throw it up there. But I think you're going to see some big improvements from the defensive side. I think you're going to see some big improvements on the offensive side too. I think, to be honest, this could be a good year for Michigan. I think you're going to see some statements are made.
Derek Collin of the Detroit Tigers joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. Talk a little baseball. Well, what's your feelings about being with the Tigers now, with them through spring training? You got to pitch the other day, 2-1, decent start, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing is too. I love watching some of these other places. They've had the reactions because their teams have lost, and it's like they flipped out like right away, just freaking out. There's no need for that. It's too early in the season. I love what we're doing for us on the good side of things. You know, I think we've got a great thing going with this clubhouse and the camaraderie and chemistry. The group here is hungry. I think having the belts too that, you know, we talked about at the beginning has brought some extra excitement to the clubhouse. Each guy goes out there and competes. I think that's one thing that you want to see is we're feeding off of each other. When one guy does one thing, the next guy wants to step up and do that too. And, you know, the pitching is contagious. You know, you see guys go out there and competing and doing their job, and then we want to go out and we got to do our job when the time's called. Same thing with the hitting. One guy hits, the next guy hits. It just continues to keep feeding off of each other. And we've got a good thing going with this clubhouse. I think AJ's done a great job of getting the mentality right with these guys and having us ready to run through a wall for him.
How important is that camaraderie, and how sustainable is that throughout the course of 162 games in taking a team that has a lot of inexperience, that hasn't had a lot of success, and getting the most out of everybody?
Well, I feel that what they were doing at the end of last year, I mean, think about when they faced me last year. Those guys just absolutely ripped the cover off the ball against me, and then, you know, they continued that. They were in the playoff race. I mean, they were in it, and they've continued that same streak going into the season now. You know, I come in, and new guys coming into the clubhouse, they've made us feel welcome. They made us feel like we're a part of this. And, you know, it's just the thing that's impressive about it all is each guy has continued to grow closer and closer. I mean, there's not any bad blood or anything like that in this clubhouse. These guys are, it's one big family. And to have that right now, actually to have it as quick as we did, which was in the beginning of spring training, that's impressive. It's not an easy thing to do. I mean, you get a bunch of new faces. You kind of want to feel everybody out. You want to kind of get the clubhouse and the mojo going the right way. But, I mean, we got it clicking right away, and I think that's the most impressive thing. I think it comes down to the guys from last year and also bringing in the new staff and everybody that's here, just being able to click and have some fun while we're out there and keeping things the way that they are from last year to this year.
As a grizzled veteran at 34, he said sheepishly, the young pitchers on this team and in the organization, what are your thoughts on Mize? We saw Scooble pitch yesterday, and even guys like Manning who started off down in the minors.
Man, I'm very impressed. What you see from these guys is unbelievable. Their work ethic, the way that they go out there and they attack the zone, they compete every single day, they want to know more information, they're always constantly trying to find ways to get better. I mean, you can't say enough about how great these young guys are. I mean, to see what they're doing and stepping in into a role like this and just running with it. They're taking it. They're ready for the challenge, and they're pushing themselves every day. I think that's huge. As a Tiger fan, you know, they should be very excited for what this organization is bringing up. I mean, we've got a bunch of young talent that's ready to go, and they're showing it each day when they get out there on the field.
And you've got a new member in the bullpen in Michael Fulmer, who's been a starter. He's been asked to go back there until you know, he finds his magic that he had a few years ago. How can you help as a veteran guy who have seen guys either make that transition or recover from major injury? How can you guide him and help him in that transition and also in the recovery?
You know, we've had some really good discussions, me and him. One of the things that I've told him too is, you know, he was the guy. You got to remember that he was that guy at one point. He was rookie of the year. He was having everything right there. And, you know, unfortunately, injuries happen and stuff. And it kind of, it's come to that point to where he's got to realize that. And we've had these discussions. Is, you know, you're still the guy, but it's time to let those other young guys get that opportunity. And you also never know what can come out of being in the bullpen. And he's starting to show that this could be a huge niche for him that could be unbelievable. I mean, he's come basically as hard as he was before. He's trusting his injuries with the knee and his, I think, what was the other one, his elbow. I mean, he's out there and having confidence in himself, and he looks like his old self. And I think that's the big thing, that he's got to continue to see that. And having the discussions that we had is, you know, he knows how good he is. It's just a matter of being able to go out there and trust it and continue to commit to every pitch like he has been. And he's showing that, and he's being a good leader with that, helping the young guys. He's doing an outstanding job of making that transition to do. It's not something you want to do, but at the same time, I've told him too multiple times, you can't just roll out. You know, you still might get that chance to go back into the rotation, but right now you're getting the opportunity to do something else. Be grateful for where you are. And when that time comes, when they call for you to come down or come into the game, be ready to go. And he's making sure he's been doing that. He's been capitalizing on that every single day. He's ready to go, waiting for that phone to call for him. That's the big thing.
What do you remember about when you were with the Rangers and you guys beat the Tigers in 2011 in the playoffs? Was that all Nelson Cruz?
Trust me, I remember it all, but you know what? I'm a Tiger now, so we can't worry about those things. We got to worry about what's going on now so we can make our own history.
Good answer. Now, you mentioned injuries with Fulmer. The injury that you suffered when you were playing with your dog, do you think that's the one that kind of stifled your career for a while? Is that the one?
I think it did, just because of the fact of having to create a new kind of range of motion with my knee, you know, not being able to trust it. I think what happens with a lot of people when they have injuries is they get a little cautious. We don't trust that it's back and it's healed and it's where it should be. So it takes a bit to get that confidence going. And that's what I've tried to, you know, really enforce to Fulmer is, you know, if we continue to try to play scared, all you're going to do is create another injury. You're going to put yourself more at risk because you're not trusting it. And one of the hardest things to do in any sport or in any, you could do this in any everyday life, is just trusting your stuff. You got to be able to commit and control and understand that you are where you are for a reason and be able to just let it all out. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. We can't predict injuries, but if we can go out there and do our thing, if it happens, it happens. We let it happen, if that makes sense. But the main thing is that I just told him, you know, you got to just go out there and you got to trust your stuff, trust yourself, trust your knee, continue to go out there and keep working. You've worked your ass off to get to where you are. There's no need to take a step backwards.
Derek, we've talked so much, and I know you get a lot of these questions because you're a veteran in on this staff, in this team, but we've talked about injuries. We talked about developing young players. What is it that you want to accomplish this year? What is it that you're hoping to get out of this baseball season?
Well, I've found a new thing, being a full-time reliever now. I think that's the big thing for me, is being able to have just one set thing, not worrying about if I'm going to bounce back into the rotation or any of that stuff. It's more of, now I get to focus on one thing. Now, as that being said, I want to be the best I can at the relieving position, whether it's coming in to set up, whether it's a hold, you know, whatever the situation presents, I want to make sure that I go out there and I do my job every single time I go out there, giving my team a chance to win, shutting the door on the other team, whatever I have to be. I want to be the best reliever I can possibly be.
I mentioned the Harry Carey impersonation. Are you impersonating Harry or Will Ferrell's Harry? And the other thing, since we've heard the Harry, I'm not going to ask you to do that, but is there any other impersonation that you're working on, maybe even a teammate now or something like that, that you could share with us?
If I was doing a teammate, I definitely wouldn't share it right now, just because I got to make sure I keep earning the rest of the respect for that clubhouse. But I would say, for me, one of the big ones is Kermit the Frog. I do that when I go see kids at the hospital. So I've definitely enjoyed doing that.
Can you give us a little before we say goodbye?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Today, the Detroit Tigers will take on the Minnesota Twins. We're going to have the arena is going to start for the Detroit Tigers. And I don't even know, Shoemaker will be starting for the Minnesota Twins. And today, I think the letter of the day is going to be W for the win for the Tigers.
Derek, thank you very much. We're going to come down to a game eventually, and John will take you to a Michigan game. If there's a Saturday where you guys, I don't know, aren't playing, I'll put you in the booth, and you can have a great experience with a former national champion.
Yes, I love that. I love that for sure. Hey, I'm looking forward to it. I know I'll be up there. I always come up and catch a game, so I'm excited to come back and see a game.
All right. Thanks, Derek. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Derek Holland joining us on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.